My granny's after, I believe that's our ring.
I'm busy reading, Lum. Go ahead.
Well, it was our ring, all right.
Go ahead.
All right, I'll
read old
it.
Snuffy Smith. He's a hillbilly. The first one I ever seen.
What is a hillbilly?
Him? Look here, Lum. I can show you. Ain't that the country feller?
That's what I've always wanted to know. What is a hillbilly?
Well, I ain't never seen one myself, but I figured that he might be one.
He's country already.
Oh, he...
Oh, I forgot to answer. Hello, jot him down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Tommy, oh, howdy, Lum. Come on in and sit. Facts is, that's about all there is to do, I reckon.
Yeah, Granny's. Let me sit down. I'm wore to a frazzle.
Well, just pull up the chair.
Wore to a frazzle.
Well.
Ain't we got no orders to put up or nothing?
No. Ain't nobody called in, though.
Ain't we had no customers in this morning?
No. Well, Opie Cates' woman's in. She didn't want to buy nothing, old, just... exchange that pump handle Opa give her for Christmas.
Exchange? What for?
A shovel. Said she didn't have no use for a pump handle till they get a pump.
Ain't the Cates got a pump?
They ain't even got a well. She exchanged the pump handle for a shovel so she can dig the well.
Well, we're sure doing a lot of business, ain't we?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I believe folks are just too tired to do any buying right now, Lum. You know, we've had an awful big time here in Pine Ridge for the last 2 weeks. Folks got all worked up and excited where it's just too much for them. Now, they're just sort of a letdown. They just collapsed. Gonna take about another week for things to get back to normal.
I don't know about that. I think folks have just plumb forgot there's such a person as Lum Edwards in town.
Oh, nobody ain't forgot you, Lum. What's the matter with you, anyway?
Just as long as I'm doing something for folks, I'm a big man. But once I stop, once I try to be just an ordinary human being like the rest of the folks, I'm nothing. I can give stuff away, all right, like the Kelvinator refrigerator and a $1,000 mule derby prize. I can give all my time to trying to improve Pine Ridge, spend a lot of money advertising a place, and empty my pockets out, poverty myself. But when I'm done giving, you'd think I had the hydrophobias the way folks stays away from me.
Lum, now you're just imagining all that.
Yeah, I suppose I'm imagining we ain't had no customers for the last 2 days. I suppose I'm imagining the store's empty right now.
Lum, there ain't a store in town doing any business.
I can give stuff away by the car loads, but let me just ask one single solitary person to come in and buy one little bitty 10 cents worth of prunes, you'd think I'd ask him for his eyeballs.
Well, naturally, ain't nobody going to give you their eyeballs for 10 cents worth of prunes.
They'd run like a scared rabbit.
Scared rabbit, no eyeballs? Oh, that would be something.
And another thing,
smash his brains out. What do you do?
And another thing, I suppose I'm imagining Squire Skimp ducked into Ira Hodgkin's liver stable when he seen me coming down the street this morning.
Well, maybe he never seen you.
He seen me, all right. So did Ira Hodgkin's when I turned into his liver stable. Both him and Squire scooted out the back way.
Well, don't look at me. I don't know what they's up to.
Dropped over to Grandpa Masters's, too. Just wanted to pass the time of day with him. Grandma poked her nose through a crack in the doorway and said he weren't home. Said he'd gone to a meeting.
What meeting?
How do I know? Ezra Seastrunk weren't home neither. Huh. His woman said he'd went to some meeting. Wouldn't tell me what it was.
Well, I don't know no meeting. Regular lodge meeting ain't till next week, I know that.
Oh, they're more than likely having a meeting, all right. Secret. Just don't want me there, that's all.
Huh?
So them fellas can avoid me. Uncle Henry Lunsford's another one. When he seen me coming, he rushed across the street like his shoes was on fire.
Lum, I think you're just dreaming all this. You're just tired from all the goings on here we've had the last couple of weeks. Now, why don't you just sit down and relax?
I ain't dreaming. I know when I'm getting snubbed.
Oh, no.
I know when folks is evading me.
Huh?
More than likely, they're all mad because none of them won the mule derby.
Lum, they all had just as good a chance as the next fella.
Of course they did, but that don't make no difference. They're just mad.
Ah, fiddly-dee.
As long as they thought they could get something out of me, they was my best friends. Now I'm just a yeller dog.
Oh, stop it, Lum.
Here, a few days ago, I was the pride of Pine Ridge. Hail feller well met. Grand old man of mule racing. Now look at me. Yeller dog.
Lum, you don't look like no yeller dog. I'll admit, from a side view, you do resemble Old Blue a little, where your jowls hang down.
Go ahead, rub it in, Abner.
But Old Blue's an intelligent dog, Lum. Kind.
Pile it on, pile it. Go ahead.
Smart as a whip. Smart as a whip.
Just goes to show you, long as you're a good feller spending your money, you've got friends. The minute you're broke, you're a bum.
You ain't broke.
Well, I'm broker than I was, I know that. I guess the best thing for me to do is just get out of town, start life all over again.
You can't start life all over again. Nobody's going to believe you're a baby.
Well, I don't mean that way.
Look awful funny in a bib and romper.
Oh, cut it out, Edmund. Maybe I've got a few friends left over at the county seat. Did anybody call for me from over there?
Yeah, let's see now.
I thought the newspapers might call.
Yeah, that's it. That's it, the newspaper.
Well, good. That shows I'm still respected in the news, all right.
I know there was somebody.
Well, what did they want, Abner? The story of my life or some old Eddard saying of mine to print up?
Well, I'm just trying to recollect here now.
Well, think hard. Was it the reporter over there? Granny, the folks of Pine Ridge can walk all over me if they want to, but I'm still a big man in the news. What did they want, Abner?
Well, I'm just, I know. It was some warmer.
Warmer?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'll be dad blame. More than likely, the society reporter. Did she want me to come over there for a interview?
No, she said that. Let's see, what did she say?
Well,
that?
What did she want, for goodness sake?
I'm trying to think,
Lon. The carelessest one human I ever knowed. That society reporter might want me to write up some articles about my society life. When does she want them? I'd better get busy here. Hand me that pencil.
Well, now, just a minute. Hold on, Lon. Now, she weren't no society reporter, I don't think.
She weren't, huh?
No, she said something about she was calling from the advertisement department, I believe she said.
Hmm.
And said they wanted to close their books for 1953, and she wanted to know if you'd send them a check for that advertisement you put in the paper last December.
Oh.
About the mule race, I believe it was.
Oh.
I'm sorry for long, but cheer up. Now, nobody's against you. I'll tell you that right now.
Even my friends on the newspapers used me. Squeezed every bit of news they could get out of me and then dropped me like a hot potato. Tossed me away like a half-ed up orange. Yeah, I guess I was right when I first said fair weather friends changes with the wind.
Well, now, the weather... Huh?
I never realized when I made up that saying that I'd be saying it about my own friends, or ones I thought was my friends.
Well, Lum, the wind ain't blowing today, or I ain't noticed it blowing anyway.
I'm talking about a different kind of wind, Abner.
Cold wind?
Don't make no difference what kind, cold or hot.
Well, naturally, your friends would change if it's a colder wind. They'd change to their mackinaw and heavier underwear. Did the paper say the wind's going to blow colder?
I don't know, Abner. Don't ever want to look at another paper again.
Well, how are you going to tell what to change to if you don't know how the weather's going to be? Now, Lump, if it's not a wind, it'd be silly to change to heavier underwear, but
this
now
is a cold wind, Abner, a cold wind that's blowing into nowhere and taking old Lum Eddards along with it.
Now, Lump, you ain't leaving town.
The farther I can get away from this town, the better. I've got a little money left. I can last for a while.
Lump, you're just being silly.
No, I'm leaving, Abner. I'll go just as far as I can with what money I've got left. After that,
Mom,
I'll just
I've got
drift.
Money, and you can have it, too, if you want it.
You don't have to pay me to leave town, Abner.
Oh, for the land's sake, pay you.
Some cold winter day, if you happen to be walking along a side street in New York or Chicago, and you see an old bent-up feller sitting on the curb selling lead pencils, you can point him out to your friends and say that, there sits what was once known as the grand old man of mule racing.
Lum Eddards, you're not going to leave this town.
I know when I'm not wanted, Abner. Well, I reckon I better get on over to the place and pack up my satchel.
Well, howdy, Squire. I didn't notice you coming up out there.
Yeah, howdy, Squire.
Well, gentlemen. Well, Lum, old friend, I've got some good news for you.
Well, I've got some news for you, too, Squire, and don't go calling me friend. I know who my friends are, or ain't.
What's that, Lum?
I'm just getting ready
to leave. Lum, old friend, I've just come from a meeting of the city fathers over at the lodge hall. Can you leave here a minute now?
I was just fixing to leave, yes.
Fine. There's quite a mob gathered over by the lodge hall there, Lum, and we'd like to present you with a little token of our regards while everybody's still there.
What did you say, Squire? Come over there again.
Well, in appreciation of what you've done for Pine Ridge here in the last year, Lum, the city fathers have decided to present you with a loving cup, upon which is engraved in solid 10-carat gold plate lettering, to Lum Eddards, Pine Ridge's most valuable citizen for the year 1953.